what's happening here is, it's not like we can go back and reclaim something. That's just not an option. We have to face the reality. And the reality is, we're going to have to decide, are we going to try to figure out how to align the church with the culture and continue to cooperate in ways that make everybody happy? Or are we going to say, no, the time has come. We need to recognize we can't do that without compromising our very confession. And this is going to be very difficult for congregations. It's going to be difficult for colleges and institutions. And I think the reality is, we're going to see loss of property, because we're not going to be able to afford the property any longer or to pay the taxes on it. This is just reality. And while that seems tragic and a terrible loss for the church, on the other hand, the church is Christ's body. It is not going to go away. It's going to triumph. And we might lose some of our privilege or some of the things we've gotten used to and enjoyed, but this is not what the church is all about. We're not about buildings and property. We're about the proclamation of Christ, which will happen just fine, regardless what the state does to it. And the more the state pushes against it, the more the church is going to grow and thrive. History has always borne that out.